guest analyst this afternoon, Brian Strumman with Progressive Ag Marketing. Brian, we've ended up the day mixed here with heavy pressure in Chicago wheat, soybeans, and corn, and Minneapolis wheat a little bit higher, but Kansas City wheat double-digit gains.
Yeah, you know, the wheat markets did okay, but you look at the row crops, corn and soybeans started the day lower and just continued to see that selling pressure throughout the session. You look at the planting progress, half the corn is in the field, and that's 28% of ahead of last year, you know, and you look at the soybeans, same story, 35% of the beans are planted, and that's 24% ahead of last year. So that added some weakness. You throw in a cancellation again today from China as far as corn goes, and the funds are short the market in the corn complex as well. So a tougher day there. The wheat complex, as you said, Chicago wheat was lower, but Kansas City clawed back to trade with some pretty decent gains. Same with the Minneapolis wheat. Planting progress, again, only 24% of the spring wheat's planted, and that's 22% behind the 10-year average. You look at the winter wheat conditions, they improved 1%, and maybe that added some weakness to the Chicago complex. And in addition to the row crops being lower, the Chicago certainly followed that today.
Yeah. And then Kansas City, as you mentioned, the condition went up 1% in the good to excellent, but it also went up 4 points, or actually down 4 points in the poor to very poor category, too. So it got better on the top end, but it really got worse on the bottom end.
It did, you know, and there's been a lot of talk about Kansas City, or Kansas, I should say, in that Kansas City wheat contract. You know, they've had their issues this year, talk of a lot of acres maybe being abandoned and zeroed out with crop insurance, and certainly had their struggles. And the Kansas wheat tour is going to be taking place next week, so that's going to be an interesting week to watch those reports and see what they come up with.
I was going to say, I was thinking traders are probably starting to take more note of some of that abandonment out of that Kansas wheat crop.
You know, I think the traders are, you know, and we do have the report on Friday, and that's going to give us our first real look at this year's crop. And not sure about the Kansas situation, you know, what those numbers are going to show. And a lot of times these reports that data is compiled, you know, a month earlier. So we'll have to see and certainly watch that as we move forward. But that tour next week should give us some feet on the ground, boots on the ground, and we'll see what they come up with.
Saw a nice rebound in the livestock markets today.
Yeah, pretty good day. Sharply higher in feeder cattle, triple-digit gains in live cattle. Lower cash the last 3 weeks, and that's been kind of weighing on the live cattle market. But the futures are at a discount to the cash. We've seen lower weekly production numbers here consistently week after week, and the supplies continue to tighten. You also look back at the better jobs report last week, and grilling season's coming into play here as well, too. So pretty good day on live cattle. The feeders sharply higher. Again, the green numbers in the live cattle helped. Lower corn market. And again, the cash market was stronger. Lean hogs, you know, we traded down to 3 consecutive days where we posted a new contract low, and some short covering today. There's been some talk of some significant liquidation in the breeding stock herd. Maybe that's offering support. And and then you look at the year-to-date exports. They're also running about 7% ahead of last year. So there is a positive note there. But, gosh, new contract lows, you know, the last 3 days, sharply lower last Friday. A little rebound today. We'll see if we get some follow-through on Wednesday.
Yeah, that seems to be the scenario for the lean hog market. You get a couple, 3-4 days of nice up moves, and then you spend the next 3 weeks trading lower.
They certainly have been pounding that market, and, you know, the funds are short, the specs are short in that market, and if they start short covering, maybe we can get a pop in this market as well.
Anything else we need to be aware of or talking about?
You know, I think weather, planting progress is certainly rolling along. You know, the upper Midwest has been delayed up here in the Dakotas, northern Minnesota, Montana is relatively dry, so they're making some progress. But again, I think the planting progress, the weather as we move forward, and then Friday's report, that's going to give us our first look at this year's crop. So that'll be an interesting report.
Brian Strumman with Progressive Ag Marketing.